Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 100th Monkey Podcast. I'm Ivan.
I'm Aldo.
And I'm Catherine. I'm also hoping you don't cut out the pan story in the very beginning of this, because maybe sometimes we need to leave our listeners on edge.
He just comes out of nowhere. You should cut it and put it at the end.
Oh, it's like a bonus?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So, everybody, please wait for the pan story that is now going to be moved from the beginning of this recording to the end.
Well, now you hyped it up, and now everybody's going to think this is like the greatest story ever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not that.
Aldo just ripped his pants.
And now you spoiled it.
Oh. Aww. All right. Well, I guess, okay. All right. I guess today I'm picking.
Yeah, I'm not picking.
Because Ivan is the worst picker of topics.
Yeah.
Let me shake the box.
Shake the box. Shake the box.
ASMR. Shaking box. Opening box.
You know, I think of something else when we talk about boxes. Justin Timberlake. SNL skit.
No, I don't get your references.
I don't even know if you should say it. Yeah. Matt in a box, girl.
Yeah.
Again, I'd like to remind the audience that there's a generational gap between Ivan and myself. No, I'm kidding. He's a millennial, technically, too.
Una is only like 4 years older than you, man.
More like 8. 10?
I'm only like 73 right now.
So today's topic is fudge, marry, slap. And I guess we can kind of open this up to people, foods, liquors.
We're not talking about people. We're talking about like just things.
Right. So I gave you guys the option of fudge, marry, slap. And we changed that from kill to slap because we're trying to be politically correct.
And right. Fudge as in dunking them in a bunch of chocolate?
Fudge as in getting it in. So bread, rice, or pasta?
I marry bread. I am bread.
I marry bread.
Bread is great. I can live without rice, but I could... Actually, I could live without pasta. I'd slap pasta.
You'd slap it?
Yeah. Huh? I don't know now. I mean, yeah, I think I marry bread. I mean, I want to fudge and marry bread.
Oh, you can't do both.
Nah, dog. Yeah, I know. Have some freaking respect. My God. Animal.
So I marry bread. I fudge rice. I slap pasta.
Wow, that was pretty easy.
Okay.
Do you agree with my takes here?
I mean, I don't think there's a wrong answer here necessarily. A lot of this is going to vary culturally as far as food goes.
Well, there's definitely a wrong answer. If you do not marry bread, it's a wrong answer.
I'm not marrying bread either.
Oh, wow. Love bread every single day of my life.
I'm also not slapping it.
I wouldn't mind slapping it because technically you need to during the process of, you know, kneading the dough and prepping it.
Like a cat.
I'll slap the
I just imagine it like a cat kneading the bread and then slaps it. Oh, you naughty girl. Ooh. I'm going to slap pasta and I'm going to marry rice and I'm going to fudge the fudge out of bread.
Get it on. Now, why slap pasta though?
So I thought a lot about this. Naturally, I would be more inclined to keep pasta around. However, I love sushi. I also know that rice is just such a versatile staple in like every culture. So if I eliminate that, even though it's not necessarily my favorite, it's just about in every good food, you know, in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And then I feel that with bread, you can, you know, repurpose it to kind of be pasta should you need it to.
True.
And I love a sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwiches. Oh my God, I love a sandwich.
If it gets a little stale, you can make some French toast.
Oh yeah,
get some croutons in there.
My favorite. My favorite food is burgers, and what is burgers without bread?
Oh my God, I love a burger.
It's a sad piece of meat.
I don't know. Some lettuce burgers are. No, they're still kind of sad. Yeah. All right, I'm along the same lines as that. Fudge the hell out of bread. I mean, bread can get it. I mean, there's so many ways that bread can be used and made. Whether it be sweet, savory.
Croutons.
Yeah, croutons. Again, just that little crunchy bit texturally. Ugh. So
I
great.
Think, you know, I think we're all saying the same thing, how much we love bread. And if you truly love bread, why don't you marry it? Like, put your money where your mouth is.
I'll put it in my mouth.
Now rice, I can say, can get a little boring, but it's a staple of Hispanic food. Mm-hmm. Sushi works really well. Whether you're going white rice, you're going more like colored rice, you're mixing it up with a little
jasmine rice.
Sticky rice. Mm. There's still some variety there. And because of that, I feel like it's dependable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also, it really holds well over time. And if we're talking about marriage, you want them to look good, you know,
That's true.
The entire marriage from start to finish.
Yeah,
while bread gets a little stale.
It gets soggy too.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it that way.
Mm. Now, when it comes to pasta, honestly, pasta can be great, but it's always dependent on the sauce. If you don't have good sauce...
Yeah,
and I think you overcook pasta versus overcooking rice. Yeah. I kind of like a mushy rice.
Yeah,
I don't like a mushy pasta.
Even rice overcooked,
it's got to be like perfect.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but when it comes to rice, I like when it gets like extra cooked up at the bottom and you just like kind of scrape it out.
Yeah, a little crunch. Oh,
a little crunchy.
Oh my god!
But pasta, I don't know.
Can everybody tell we're hungry? Anyways,
I feel like we've just lost the one Italian listener we had. We're all slapping pasta.
And we're slapping pasta. No, I'm getting the bag of pasta and breaking it down the middle just for that one Italian.
I love how you guys think that we actually have one entirely Italian listener. It's probably like 1/4 Italian. Let's be real. It's 15% on Ancestry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad we're all kind of in agreement. We're slapping pasta.
Slap pasta.
Okay, so I got another one. What about adventure? Like, what is your...
Like, traveling?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could be one thing. Like, traveling, maybe cruise ships. I don't know. Help me out here. Skydiving, bungee cords, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like,
I would slap all of them because I like to live my life safely on the ground.
Okay, so let's pick three, though.
So, skydiving.
Skydiving.
Bungee jumping.
No,
paragliding.
That's too close.
Paragliding.
That's still too close.
He asked me for help, and then he just shuts me down. So, you know what? I'm out. I'm
skydiving.
Skydiving and traveling, I think, are great.
Traveling?
That's too...
What?
Like road trip? Sort of I guess still adventurous, just it's more something, long-term.
This would be really helpful if we had a live audience to help.
Yeah.
Ivan,
can I phone
out
a friend?
You phoned me and then you hung up. So
honestly, for this topic, I feel like we should have had some preset groupings.
Yeah, we definitely should. So I like skydiving.
I thought my options were really great.
How about
what is paragliding though?
I think that's when you're tethered to a like a yacht or a ship, and you're with a.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay, let's do that.
That's a good one.
Skydiving, paragliding, bungee jumping. You're right.
I would definitely marry paragliding because that seems like the safest option.
Yeah, you fall, you go into the water.
Yeah.
Worst case, belly flop.
And like
ocean slaps you.
I thought I would maybe slap skydiving because that scares me. But then I'm also the idea of being a bungee jumper and then that. You jump, which would be fun, but then that toss back up, my stomach right now, I can't. So I'm thinking of slapping
spring
that one.
Effects, you'll be vomiting everywhere.
And then I'll take her out for a time, skydiving. Yeah, let's do it once.
Aldo?
Damn. I don't want to keep agreeing, but yeah. Because, all right, I really want to skydive. I've already bought my Groupon.
That's right.
I even scheduled it before, but I had to cancel because my friend that was going to go with me ended up getting into a car accident the day of.
Oh, my God. Oof.
He's fine. It was just a fender bender, but I guess things didn't quite line up. So I'm dead set on, you know, making that happen. However, if I were to repeat that, like, on a daily basis, I would feel like maybe the magic would be gone sooner than later. I don't know. As far as how intense it is, from what I hear, it's not that bad because when you're falling at such a high level, you kind of equalize rather quickly. Like you don't feel like you're falling. You just feel like a strong amount of wind just hitting you and you're able to kind of navigate a little bit. While with bungee jumping, there's that vomiting likelihood.
Have you seen these people's faces when they're skydiving?
Yes. They look beautiful. Like the mouth ripping back and forth.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure you feel it. Somewhere you feel it.
Yeah, but like it's different. It's not like you're sinking sort of a feeling. It's more just like you're in a wind tunnel sort of thing.
Yeah, and there's no surprises with the bungee jump.
Yeah, exactly.
The bungee jump, it's like, hey, I'm falling. No, you're not.
Not anymore. Oh, wait. Yeah, we are again. Yeah. Wait, not anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Plus, that rope just needs to snap. Granted, you know, if your parachute doesn't work while skydiving, yeah. But
I don't want to be one of those human. You know, what is it with the paddle and the ball that's attached to the paddle?
Oh yeah,
human version of that. For me, I marry skydiving because I feel like the fun part is after you've spent a lot of time with it. When you skydive, you have to skydive with a person.
Oh yeah, you're attached, strapped to someone.
You're
else.
Strapped to somebody else. They won't let you jump out of an airplane.
Oh, so unless you're licensed. You like the intimacy of it.
Mm. Yeah, them whispering into your ear while you're falling down.
No, I don't like that at all. That's why I won't. That's why I don't want to go skydiving because I don't want to be restrained to somebody. I want to be like free. And
yeah, that's the whole point of skydiving. That's kind of a crazy concept to like land on the floor with somebody else attached to you. It's giving it's kind of gross. Little human centipede.
I feel like I see it. I feel like a toddler, like strapped to your parents' chest over here.
I mean, I can understand it's a safety precaution. Because if not, the death rate would go up so much. Yeah. And it's generally considered like a pretty safe sport. And I think early on, because of you being strapped to a random stranger, maybe there should be like a date beforehand if you get to know them.
What if they just like release you?
All right, you've learned enough. They just mid-air, you're just kind of tossed aside.
It's crazy.
That like would be my hell.
Like the bird kicked out of the tree that has to learn how to fly or hit the ground.
No, thanks, man.
You know, we could take that approach.
It's also cool, like when you do get free, the stuff, because you can. There's like a dive, and then you can like extend your hands, and you can like float a little bit. So there's like cool little like tricks.
True. Gliding would be fun.
I've been doing like the back handsprings in the air.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's
cartwheels.
So that's the one I would marry. Now, I'm with you guys on slapping bungee jumping.
Yeah.
That is not.
Worst.
Yeah. That's,
it seems like it would be so fun, though. Like, I just would want it to not, like, shoot me back up into the sky to come back down. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm all for doing all of them. But, for repeated experience, bungee.
I feel like my brain would just, like, move back and forth in my head, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you could feel that.
And I think paragliding would be the best fudge because, like, it's fun for a little while. But if you're consistently doing it, it's just going to get boring fast.
True. And as far as like views go, it's much more limiting. Like if you're falling high up from a plane, you can see so much more. You can do that in more locations.
Right.
A parasailing, you're just in the ocean. It's not like you can do this in the desert easily.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could strap to a car, but you know, the safety level definitely goes down.
Isn't that what like kids do?
Yeah.
Get on a skateboard and strap themselves. Oh, yeah. Back to the Future.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Which I'm still waiting on hoverboards. Taking too long.
Yeah.
I think they kind of have like one water hoverboardy thingy. I've seen people use it.
I know I've seen people with like the water jetpacks. I think it's pretty cool.
Well, like on their feet.
Yeah.
That like shoots them up. No, there's like a hoverboard now that like literally has this like thing that sticks out into the water. Oh, I see. And they kind of
like do like a waving.
It's like a, it's like on like a surfboard on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of short. It looks pretty cool. Yeah, it's
fascinating the way the physics work on that.
Yeah, but I'm also like, why is everything else so behind? Like, why do I still lose like cell connection every once in a while? But like people are hoverboarding on water.
First world problems.
Oh yeah. That's very true. Thank you for humbling me. Okay, I got another one because I think that's also what was on the slip. Beer, wine, or liquor?
Oh, that's easy. That is so easy for me.
All right, so I guess I'll start this one off. Liquor, you're more likely to get into trouble with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm very tempted to slap it. However,
You're more likely to get in trouble.
You're more likely to have a good time. No, I really enjoy having like a late night whiskey. I'm very much a whiskey guy. And that's like a go-to. Again, I sip it. I'm not like going in and doing a bunch of shots unless it's a party.
Do you like Japanese whiskey?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have quite a few.
Yeah, it's delicious. Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing that has me a little hesitant. I like beer. I like all sorts of microbreweries and such. I'm definitely more of the hipster type when it comes to that. However, a Corona with like a lime in it can be good on a nice hot day. You know, the more I get older, the more it just feels overfilling.
I know it makes me very sad. He's growing up
so fast. And wine, I enjoy wine. It's very refined. It works well with most occasions. But flavor-wise, it's not as exciting because it's fermented grapes. There's not a lot of variety there you can kind of work with.
Totally You're so uneducated. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I totally I don't disagree with that. I'm so indifferent.
It's a bad take, buddy.
So you're saying that wine has more variety than all of liquor, hard liquor, and all of beer?
You better rethink that. Not all of beer, obviously not all of beer, because beer is just like, it's just like an experiment, right? There's just so many flavors and so many things that they do with beer.
Yeah, but even if you go into liquor, I guess now liquor you have rums, has the same. Whiskeys, yeah, liquor kind of has the same
thing. You don't experience as much with wine, but not experiencing as much doesn't mean it's non-existent. I think there's a lot of flavors of wine. Yeah. I mean, just like the types of wine themselves are very distinct in their flavor profiles.
I'm gonna call it. Ivan is going to marry wine. No, marry beer,
mm-hmm.
fudge wine, and slap liquor. Oh, really?
No. Let me explain. I marry beer, obviously, because just beer is just great. There's so many flavors. There's light. If it's too filling, you go light.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love beer. I'm never going to give that up.
True. Can't go light.
After a long day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you crack it open. It's so hot. That first sip, man. Yeah. That first sip. Yeah.
It hits. And I fudge liquor.
I'm shocked, but...
I fudge liquor because that's where the good times are.
When you're
fudging the liquor, that's when the good times happen.
I love an artisanal cocktail. I'm with you. That's so my same plan.
Slapping
attack.
Wine.
Slapping wine.
I slap wine,
and
too.
I slap I wine. It, and yeah. it's, that's an easy decision. This is why this is easy for me. I have acid reflux, and wine... shoots me up, and like all my reflux, it just like
goes wine back. Shoots me up.
I'm slapping wine because I have rosacea, so
it's funny because wine out, yeah. is the healthiest of the three options.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, call me unhealthy, whatever. I've been called worse.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a glass a day or two glasses a day for heart health or something.
Yeah, well, a beer will all do right. just as good.
What about you, Catherine?
I'm literally agreeing with you. Oh, like wow. that's straight up my nice. Answer. But for rosacea reasons, I'm slapping wine. And also, just really the worst hangovers in the world are wine, in my opinion.
I agree.
Well,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening to the 100th Monkey Podcast. I'm Ivan.
I'm Aldo.
And I'm Catherine. And here we can cue the pants story.
Oh, the pants story. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't need a drink for this. And then jump out of a building towards him with a parachute.
With a parachute.
With a parachute, yeah.
So I used to be an art installer where I'd have to go like to different places and just kind of just mount up electrokinetic artworks. So for this one, I had to go
whatever
off.
Whatever that is.
It's pretty cool. I'd have to show. It's hard to explain. You have to see it, but like motors, things moving.
Okay.
But I had to go to New York to do this installation, which means I had to pack light because it was essentially just going to be up there for a few days.
Oh, no.
So I go there. It's a new gallery. I have to paint the walls and then prep the pieces. And in this whole process, I'm like doing lunges while like using the paint roller. And my pants rip from, I'd say, the crotch all the way down the side thigh. So huge open gap. You can see underwear, which is pretty nice.
Tidy whities?
Boxers?
No, I've never been into tidy whities.
Oh, thank God.
In fact, I don't even wear white with socks, superheroes white on them. Underwear. I have every undergarment I wear has like colors and such. But moving that aside, being in another state, I don't have any change of clothes. I now have to walk all along New York with my underwear showing and a huge gap in my pants.
That's kind of chic, though. I feel like people are like, wow, you look amazing.
I mean, honestly, I tried to own it. I mean, I couldn't really do much about it. So I just tried to walk it off as it was casual. Went to, I think, Uniqlo.
Just casual,
even like chatting. Oh, these good pair of pants. You think it'll fit me? I'm like holding it in front of my underwear.
I love that.
And I actually ended up with a nice pair afterwards.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm happy for you. I'm happy.
So I kind of sort of flashed. Well. I don't know how many people.
Well, yeah, not for those people though.